Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button and be sure to subscribe. Let's get into the video. This says, protecting this woman from herself. I was her Uber driver and she was under the influence of alcohol. Ladies, don't do this. This is not safe. Be aware of your tolerance level. Okay. Noble man here, noble man.
I have a male friend.
See, here's the problem, though. If something was to happen to her, would it be wrong to say she put herself in a position for something to happen to her? Is that conversation a line too far? Like, this guy, he was a decent guy. I think most guys are or would be in that situation. But let's just hypothetically say she ran into one of the 5%ers or 10%ers. Who would have took advantage of that? Would it be wrong to have a conversation with her after the fact, saying you probably shouldn't have put yourself in that position? Not saying that the guy who acted on it isn't a piece of garbage who deserves to be locked under the jail. If people really cared about women like they said they did, they would also speak on that side of it. Like, yeah, we locked him under the jail, but you need to make sure you don't do that again so you don't put yourself in that position because I care about you and I don't want that to happen to you again. I don't know. Let me know what you think below.
I have a male friend. We've been best friends for 13 years. I consider him a brother. I'm not going to end the friendship for you. That's how I feel. So it's important that they meet each other. They, you know, establish some type of friendship.
No, thank you. I'm totally not interested. And 99% of the time, that guy that's just your brother, he would definitely hit it. If he ever got the opportunity to, he's only being your brother because he hasn't been able to crack the code yet. I'm not meeting any male friends. I've seen situations where a male friend, yeah, you better treat her right. Like, what? You telling me how I need to treat my woman? Man, get out of my face before things go left. It's just trouble. There's no way where it's not trouble. And then I meet him and he trying to size me up. I don't need no other man sizing me up about my woman. That's nonsense. And don't let anybody talk you into that, fellas. And ladies, don't try to talk a guy into that. If you got a best friend, go be in a relationship with him. Marry him. If you saying you won't stop talking to him over your husband or potential husband, then that need to be your husband. Let the best friend be your husband then. Since he's the man who has priority over everything.
But I'm not.
So what if you meet this dude? You meet this dude that you're talking about. And he meets your friend. Y'all go out, y'all do y'all little thing, whatever. And he come back to you. Hey, I don't fuck with dude. I think dude a snake. You know what I'm saying? Then what you do? You really like dude, but this your been your partner. What you do?
I mean, I'm going to give him the option. If this is a deal breaker, then let me know.
And if it's a deal breaker, you going to leave?
Because that's my brother. Like, I know, I see y'all.
But your brother will put that thing on you.
No.
That's what he thinking.
No, because there have been opportunities for him to do it, and it has not gone to that point.
All these high-value men that they talk about, those high-value men are high-value because they spend almost 20 hours a day doing their work. So exactly. You may think that these high-value men are going to take him to feed.
Yeah, a lot of women got that high-value man thing messed up. He's not going to be around like that. They just think high value mean me living a fabulous lifestyle and having a perfect man and this and that and being able to brag to my friends about how high value he is. But they don't talk about the other side. They don't talk about the cheating. They don't talk about the fact that he's never around. They don't talk about the fact that he's super arrogant because he, you know, got a lot going on for himself. Ladies, are you sure you want a high value man?
And all of these islands, with what time? What he's doing is focusing on getting the money, making the deals and making, you know, staying within the high value environment that he's in. So, you know, they're reading too many romantic comedies to think that life works that way. It doesn't. If you're going to have a high value man, you're going to have a man that's going to be spending most of his life outside the home, outside making deals, going on weekends, doing other things that you don't know. So those women that think that, you know, the man is not going to cheat on them or whatever, you know, they're going to be going crazy.
And the best part of this plan is No one can stop
me. This says me messaging my husband, telling him how much I miss him all day, knowing I'm going to be mean to him as soon as he gets home. See, ladies, I feel like you only do this to guys you don't respect, which is the majority of men from where I'm sitting. You know, you do that to the guy you settled for. You don't do that with the men you truly desire. Well, I guess you can't do it with the men you truly desire because you weren't able to lock him down. But what I want to say is you shouldn't do this. And if you run that man off, it's going to be bad for you out here. Ain't nothing out here in the dating market. So if you got a good man who you tricked into sticking around with you, please don't sabotage the relationship. And fellas, if you got a woman who do this, check her and let her know, hey, if you keep doing this, I'm out.